As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show me showdown. We got breakfast on the table, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's still a revolution in the air. And welcome back to our Wednesday, September the 22nd, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, workable solutions for you each and every day. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. And to be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on, bookmark, becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96 out of Exeter, Mo, small town America, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Missouri, 65647. A big shout out this morning to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM Lompoc, California, and AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local. Our calling number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome this morning. Precious metals setting new record highs, Anglo banking crumbling, the London Bullion Market Association. Talk about some of that this morning as well. Millennium Development Summit, Ban Ki-moon in New York City. Lots of information on the browser to go through, so stay tuned. There's going to be a lot going down here. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Listen up. Gold up $7.30 at $1,294.10, within $6 of $1,300 gold. You heard it right, $1,294.10. This morning, silver up 13 cents at $21.08 a troy ounce. Platinum up 14 bucks at 1,633. And palladium up 10 at $543 an ounce. The lows and the highs of gold spot market. As of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, we found gold trading 1,287.10 for a low, 1,297.10 for a high, a $10 spread. But at $1,294.10, your gold is up year-to-year $279.10 an ounce for a 27.51% return on your investment. Excuse me. The boys in London this morning, they're under pressure, lots of pressure. We're going to go and visit with Jim Willey and the Golden Jackass in a moment. But we're going to find out a little bit more about the London Bullion Market Association this morning. The boys in London set the price at $1,291.75, and it's gone straight up from there. Can they keep a cap on it? I don't know. Their underwear is hanging out on the line, and people are taking a very close look at the London Gold, London Bullion Market Association, the LBMA. We will too. The SPDR gold shares this morning, 1,304.17 metric tons, ostensibly reported on their website. That's down 0.30 metric tons overnight for a $53.5 billion holding in gold at these spot prices. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed up 7 at 10,761. The NASDAQ was off 6 at 2,349. And the S&P 500 down 3 at 1,140. Crude oil this morning moves up 62 cents a barrel at $75.59 a barrel for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude. U.S. dollar index this morning off 50 basis points, continuing its decline at 79.89, now below that 80 again, and probably heading south. That impacts the foreign exchange rates, where we find the Canadian loonie this morning exchanging off 3 basis points at 97 cents U.S. This is our Security and Prosperity Partnership trade-weighted basket of currencies that I'm reporting on here. The Canadian loonie off 3 basis points at 97 cents U.S. The Mexican peso up 28 basis points, yet still exchanges at 8 cents U.S., virtually pegged as it is with the U.S. dollar. The euro up 88 basis points at $1.34. The British pound moves up as well at 0.11% or 11 basis points, exchanges against the U.S. dollar at $1.56. And that Swiss franc, solidly and firmly placed on parity with the U.S. dollar, moves up 85 basis points. The bond market this morning, the yield on the two-year treasuries is 0.42%. The 10-year is 2.55%. The 30-year is at 3.75%. And in the mortgage market, the 15-year mortgage, the yield there moves down from 3.95% a month ago to 3.82% this morning. 30-year mortgages moved down from 4.52% to 4.34%. So lots of shifting going around there in the mortgage markets, and that's going to be part of the discussion today as well. The prime rate sits at 3.25%. 3.25%. Let's jump over here and get some more of this news up here and jump into the Econoday report. The only real thing that's out in the economic calendar for today is the Mortgage Bankers Association report. They say the index for mortgage purchase applications fell 3.3% following a 0.4% slip in the prior week. The index had been on a climb in earlier weeks. What are they talking about? They're talking about people coming in to take out mortgage apps, you know. But refinancing made up 81% of the number of applications. So people are still out there trying to keep their houses from foreclosure, maybe refinancing it when they can and where they can. Lots more action going to be happening in there. Other than that, things are going to be pretty quiet on the economic calendar for today. Lots more news, however, in the browser as soon as this bloody thing will start paying attention and moving around like it's supposed to. I've had just absolutely got a loaded browser here. Bonds climb, dollar drops as the Fed may resume the debt purchases, gold advances. This off of the Bloomberg website, Claudia Carpenter writing. She says this, bonds rose around the world, the dollar index fell for a third day, and gold climbed to a record on speculation. The Federal Reserve will put more cash into the economy, all right, as loaning money into existence. This is not going to go well for the Anglo banking establishment. The yield on a German 30-year bond dropped 2.95%, the lowest in a week, blah, blah, blah. Dollar index slid to the lowest level since March the 17th. Gold rose to a record for a fifth day. That's right, 1294.10. That's pretty high stuff, okay? Earlier this morning, it was at 1297.10. That's high. That's new records. We're touching all new territory here. Continuing along, the Stocks Europe 600 index lost 1.1%, its biggest decline in 2 weeks, while the futures on the Standard & Poor 500 index slipped 0.4%. All this, things are not looking very good for the master blasters. Things are coming unglued for them. The Fed said yesterday for the first time that slowing inflation and sluggish growth may need more action. Yeah, more action, more quantitative easing on the horizon. We'll be right back.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays from Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So back to this article off the Bloomberg website again as regards to the Federal Reserve. The Fed said yesterday for the first time that slowing inflation and sluggish growth may need more action than action now. You know, that sounds like Franklin Delano, the card-carrying communist Roosevelt. Anyway, yeah, the Fed said yesterday for the first time that slowing inflation, I guess they'd like to have a little bit more inflation, huh? Sluggish growth may need more action, positioning it for expanding a near-record $2.3 trillion balance sheet as soon as November, right? We turn it on their printing press one more time. Portuguese government bonds rose after the country sold 750 million euros. Of course, Portugal, Spain, Italy, Ireland, and Greece, right? That's the little pigs. It's clear that the U.S. growth is still not igniting. Pretty clear, all right. Hope you didn't have to spend too much on your education there, Jim Reed. Still, it's clear that U.S. growth is still not igniting, and we're essentially back to an easing bias. Okay, an easing, quantitative easing, all right. Creating money out of nothing, throwing it into existence at interest. At the Fed, Jim Reed, a strategist at the Deutsche Bank in AG in London, said in a report, German 10-year bond, they talk about that, Treasuries, Japan, S&P 500, well, it's all over the place here. Let's get down to this part. Gold and silver. Gold for immediate delivery rose as much as 6% to $1,295 an ounce. And silver climbed 0.8% to $21.13 an ounce, the highest price since March 17th of 2008. All right? So for all of those of you that were out there that bought gold at $20 in March of 2008, well, as we always say, buy long, stay long. You know, just stay in the market. It's going to come for you. This thing is a long ways from being over. This is the longest running gold and silver bull market in history. The MSCI Emerging Markets Index added 0.4%, blah, 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 credit default swaps, and so on. So lots is happening. It looks like Larry Summers is going to get the chance to go back to Harvard, honey. He's going to go back to Harvard and go back to work as a teacher. Wasn't able to be able to be successful as a doer, so now he's just going to go back into the teaching realm, go back into academia. Again, off Bloomberg, Summers' stature is, excuse me, I have had nothing but a cough this morning, but I've also had a really uncooperative browser. Summers' stature means Obama faces tough task in replacing him, all right? They're trying to find a new god, a new little G-god man. Not going to be able to do it easily. This by Hans Nichols, writing yesterday, for all of Lawrence Summers' drawbacks, and boy, does he have a bag of skeletons, a strong-willed and intellectual economist who critics say is difficult to work with. In other words, Larry Summers doesn't play well with others. President Barry the Usurper faces a tough task in finding a replacement with the same stature, all right? Stature. That's not a word that I would use. Of the departing director of the National Economic Council. Summers, that'd be Larry Summers, will return to Harvard University where he became the youngest tenured professor at 28 years of age and later served as president. By the end of the year, the White House announced yesterday. So he's going to leave by the end of the year. He's just got a couple of months to go, one more quarter. He will leave the White House economic team at a time when the nation still is recovering from the worst recession. All right. So he came in, he worked his poison. Now he's going to get out. This is how they always do it. Maybe he'll even spend a little time with his family in Israel. I don't know. Maybe he'll spend the holidays in Israel. He'll leave the White House economic team, blah, blah, blah. Obama will be searching on three fronts. People familiar with administration discussions say administration officials are debating recruiting a corporate executive to allay the business community's doubts about the administration's policies. Okay? So the captains of finance and industry are looking at guys. They don't like what's going down in the usurper's administration. The usurper's administration is sending their academic chump, Larry Summers, back to Harvard, darling. and they're looking at business as a place to find a replacement set. They also are looking at female candidates, all right? This is a real theme in this administration. They're also looking at female candidates. Why? To add balance on an economic team now dominated by men, adding balance. Not looking for merit. We're looking for sexual orientation, all right? Gender. But most of all, the White House could use another Larry Summers, all right? Little G God man. Summers was the quote-unquote brain trust for Obama, said Catherine Mann, a former Federal Reserve economist who's now economics professor at Brandeis University in Waltham, Massachusetts. Quote, I'll always be grateful that at a time of great peril for our country, a man of Larry's brilliance, experience, and judgment was willing to answer the call and lead our economic team. All right, Larry's brilliance. That's code for Illuminati, by the way. All right. Anytime you see that used with this category of people, Committee of 300, all that, the illumined ones. Experience and judgment. Anyhow, there's more here. Among those whose names have been discussed is Ann Mulcahy, the former chief executive officer of Xerox. Two people familiar with the administration discussions said. Other potential candidates include David Coates, CEO of Honeywell International, Richard Parsons, chairman of Citigroup, Inc., according to one of the people. So watch for this to happen, all right? They're changing stuff at the top. And everybody is always moving and grooving. You know, we saw that, how Wolfowitz went off to, what was it, the IMF or the World Bank, you know, after the PNAC boys did their dirty deeds in Washington and in New York. All of these guys filtered off and went someplace else. Well, this is what's going down here. They've done their horror deeds on the economy, and now everyone's going to scurry back to their rocks. Geithner, another article off Bloomberg, says U.S. banks can use their profits to meet capital rules. Rebecca Christie writing, just going to go a couple more of these news articles from the financial side of things, and then we'll get on to other areas. Treasury Secretary Timmy Geithner said U.S. banks will be able to adapt to a tougher international safeguards by tapping future profits rather than curtailing lending and choking off the economic recovery. That's a kind of a tough sentence to read. It's a little more difficult to decipher. But again, they're looking at these new regulations, and they have a very long timeline before they have to implement them. So they're going to continue status quo right now, and then only down the road, if and when and maybe, will they start to take profit out and shore up their reserves. Geithner said the international capital standards, known as Basel III, are due to be agreed on this year by the group of 20. See, it's not been agreed on yet. Will require banks around the world to hold substantially more capital. You don't know whether that's going to happen or whether it's not. He made comments in prepared testimony for a House Financial Services Committee hearing today in Washington. U.S. financial system is in a very strong position internationally to adapt to the new global rules. What does that sound like to you? Let me say that one more time. All right. The U.S. financial system is in a very strong position internationally, you throw that in, to adapt to the new global rules. In other words, the new global rulemakers have told the United States financial system, get your act in order and Geithner is ready to comply. That's the other way you can write that sentence. For the most part, bankers should be able to meet these new requirements through future earnings, which will help protect the recovery currently underway. All right. Banks will have as long as 8 years to adjust to the new capital rules, the centerpiece of the G20 agenda heading into the November meetings in Seoul. Regulators want the biggest banks to be more insulated from financial shocks in hope of reducing the need for future bailouts. So what we're talking about is the reserve and the fractional reserve lending process. All right. Instead of lending out 200, 300, 400 to one like the LBMA does when they're selling gold, they want to have more dollars in their treasure chest and only, do a 1 to 10 or 1 to 20 or 1 to 30 relationship. Anyway, we'll be right back.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And this is another one of the bit of lunacy off the internet this morning. Senate Republicans blocking a repeal on the ban of gays surfing openly in the military. Of course, everybody's reporting on this one by Viola Geinger writing for Bloomberg yesterday's news. Senate Democrats were thwarted in their pre-election bid to pass legislation allowing the repeal of the ban on gays serving openly in the military. So the gays will just have to stay in the closet for a while, I guess. They continue on. Barry the Usurper pledged in his January 2010 State of the Union address to lift the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy, and the Defense Department is conducting a review of how ending that ban could be implemented. Reid, Harry Reid of Nevada, said the bill would repeal the ban. If the president and the Pentagon certify it, will have no negative effect on the military. All right? So I guess, anyway, if an individual is willing to put on a uniform for our country to be deployed in a war zone like Iraq and Afghanistan, quote unquote, Americans should be expressing their gratitude, not trying to exclude them from serving, a Senator Susan Collins wrote. Oh, my. We're disappointed about not being able to proceed, White House spokesman Robert Gibbs told reporters. He believes that the ban is fundamentally an unfair policy. Anyway, it continues. This is more important than the gays in the military. Senator John McCain, Arizona Republican, criticized the Democrats' efforts to act on the military's gay policy and immigration as part of the defense bill. He and other Republicans said Reid was pushing the immigration proposal to help spur Hispanic turnout in Nevada, where he's up for re-election. Cynical ploy to try and galvanize and energize their base, he says. Service Members United, which says it is the nation's largest organization of gay and lesbian troops and veterans. Service Members United. Don't ask, don't tell. The deep disappointment, said blamed Reid. Votes in the favor of the plan were lined up until the military leader opted for an uncommon procedure. I think we ought to just skip this. It's getting pornographic. Let's drop down a little further in the article here. Permanent residents. The immigrant provision would allow children of undocumented immigrants. Notice the way they're using that, undocumented immigrants. That's another way of saying, that's the politically correct way of saying illegal aliens, all right? The immigration provision would allow children of illegal aliens who arrive in the United States before the age of 16 and remain at least 5 years before they're captured and deported. Well, they didn't say that, but I did. to become permanent residents. That's a hell of a note. Keep selling drugs long enough, you can get it to do it legally, I guess. After graduating from high school, what's that got to do with immigration status? Or serving in the military. Now you got the real idea, all right? Right here locally, southwest Missouri, back about the time we went into Iraq, the National Guard, the State Guard, the National Guard, was running full-page advertisements in the local newspapers. And they had like two or three, maybe four Hispanics, all right, standing there. And they were talking about do you need a job? There were job openings right there in the National Guard, all right? But they're all the people in the advertisement. Everyone photo. You know how it is with military uniforms? They all have everybody's name on the little tag. You know, so you got this Sanchez, and you got a Rodriguez, and they're all standing there, and they're all looking so very Hispanic. Do you need a job? Big banner headline. You know who they were talking to. So I called up the commander from Missouri, and I expressed my concern about the slant of that, and I was asking, are you actually recruiting illegal aliens? And he says, well, not officially. anyway, that's what they're doing. They're using our military as an inducement to get mercenaries from foreign countries to sneak into this country illegally and then seek an immigration path through illegal military service. How are they even going to be able to take an oath to support and defend the Constitution, you know, protect and serve and all that nonsense? Give us a break. And that our representatives would even envision a piece of legislation that would condone this kind of illegality smacks of treason, in my opinion. The defense measure sets policy for spending and separate appropriations, blah, 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 blah. All right? That's what all those blah, blah, blahs are all about. Crime, treason at the highest levels of our government. And then we go on, and we've got a lot more in here about the Fed. Let's go over and jump into some of the economic news or some of the other news. Let's see what I've got here. Let's see. Here it is. This is a global poll. There's so many articles. Gobs and bunches of them. I want to get to Jim Willie, though, real quick. Barry the Usurper loses U.S. investor in global poll with approval abroad. Obama, again, headline, Bloomberg, loses U.S. investor in global poll with approval abroad. McCormick writing for Bloomberg, Barry the Usurper is contending with widespread opposition at home and mostly approval abroad among investors in a global poll reflecting divergent perspectives on the business climate from the U.S. to Europe and Asia. Everyone outside of the United States looking in and thinking about bringing their businesses inside this country, or the Chinese buying up major portions of our country for greater Chinese expansion in the near future, they're all down with this guy. Yo, blood, keep it up, go for it, tear it apart, destroy it. Okay? People in the United States, businessmen here, don't have that, don't share that opinion. More than three-fourths of U.S. investors view the usurper as anti-business and are pessimistic about his policies, while a majority outside the U.S. hold a more favorable view, a Bloomberg survey shows. Two-thirds of U.S. respondents say investing would be improved if Republicans won control of Congress. Here we go. Left, right, left. Midterm elections usually flip to the opposite when you have a majority in the House and the Senate and a president all of the same party. They almost always flip in the midterm. I anticipate that it will do so. November elections, according to a quarterly poll of investors and analysts who are Bloomberg subscribers, blah, blah, blah. They say 50% of U.S. respondents say a Republican takeover would improve the economy. How stupid is that? Well, it might change things around a little bit. The Republicans are doing everything they can do to, in damage control mode, to lend credibility to the idea of the established two-party political system. Of course, we know better than that here at Become Vocal Local. The scope of the administration's agenda is so ambitious and the level of proposed changes so big that uncertainty is the result, right? Where could you go? You know, my father used to say, I have some one of these Rube Goldberg hairball ideas, and he would always ask me, where could we go to look at one of those ideas in place? You know, before we start changing the whole layout of the farm, let's go find someplace that's actually doing that, and we can see how successful it is. And that's basically the problem that the usurper's administration is dealing with, is nobody can even recognize what on earth is happening. And then it goes on and it gives a lot of excuses why Barry the Usurper is having troubles. Let's go over here. This is the Bank of England. Now we're getting a little closer to the target, Bank of England. The Bank of England signals moving closer to more stimulus as growth slows. Now this is exactly the same thing that the Federal Reserve is talking about, right? To give you an understanding that we don't have an independent Federal Reserve. Most of the listeners of the Oracle Broadcasting Network know that full well, that this is being basically run out of the City of London, all right, and that we have had a central bank that is controlled by the Anglo-banking establishment or the House of Rothschild, or depending on who all and where all, for ever since this particular brand of central bank has existed. And so you should only expect the English, the Bank of England, BOE, and the Fed to be doing similar things. So here we go. The Bank of England signaled that policymakers are moving closer to adding more stimulus to the economy. In other words, they're over in England, they're firing with the same blanks that Benjamin Bernanke is. They don't have a clue. They've lost control. They're going out of business. And they're being exposed. The Monetary Policy Committee, led by Governor Mervyn King, voted 8-1 to keep the benchmark interest rate at 0.5%. Now, our benchmark interest rate is 0.25%. Both of them ridiculously low. And the bond purchase plan at £200 billion, or $313 billion. While Andrew Sentence pushed for a fourth month to raise the rate gradually, most officials see the central bank's current stance as appropriate, according to the minutes of their September the 9th meeting released by the central bank today in London. Here's another quote. For some of those members, the probability that further action would become necessary to stimulate the economy and keep inflation on track to hit the target in the medium term had increased. They have plans for inflation. Will it be hyperinflation or what?
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The Sunflow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in many bug out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cpanel.com.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
So we have returned once again back to the news basket. I'm going to let that Bank of England article just kind of fall along the side of the road. Solar doubling, gas glut drives down German power prices, energy markets. Solar power, right here, Lars Poulsen for Bloomberg, September 22nd, new news. Solar power may almost double in Germany this year, just as a natural gas glut sends electricity prices to near 5-month lows, all right? So by playing around and using all of this underwriting Fed funds to build a solar marketplace, it is resulting in a overplus of natural gas. And, of course, there's lots of discussion about building the natural gas pipelines to Europe, all right? But as a result of this natural gas glut, electricity prices are sent to near 5-month lows and may run that way over the winter. And so we again have to balance it out, you know. Where is the cost savings? Where's, you know, the cost benefit analysis? Where's the cost savings for these humongous solar arrays? If they have to be subsidized by tax dollars and you're building and creating this whole new industry to get into these green jobs, and your natural gas is just standing idle, which is a clean-burning fuel, where's the win in all this? Capacity of plants converting sunlight to electricity in Europe's biggest energy market will rise to 18,000 megawatts from 9,786 megawatts. And we went through all that watt and megawatt and milliwatt and gigawatt before. You can find that whole article on Wikipedia, rather revealing, find out more about it. No other power source will grow as fast, increasing the glut that emerged after last year's recession. what's new and special in Germany this year is the devilish growth in solar. Devilish growth in solar. Sigurd Lie, a senior analyst at Imerex ASA NINA unit, an Oslo-based energy markets research company, said in September 16th phone interview, quote, "This has kept a lid on prices, even as you've seen an increase in demand." All right. Interesting way the phrasing going down here. German prices probably won't gain this year, even with power consumption forecast to rise 4%. The price on electricity probably won't gain this year. Who's tracked electricity markets for 12 years said, blah, blah, blah. Per LeConder, UBS head of global utilities research said in September 16th email that profits at coal-fired plants, such as those run by E.ON AG and RWE AG, the country's two biggest utilities, may drop by more than 50% to as low as €2 or $2.66 a megawatt hour in the next 12 months. A question comes to mind. What's going on? Coal and natural gas-fired electrical producers staging a coup, in a way, running down their prices? Are they revealing that they've been overpriced for far too long? Are they bringing their line, their charge to the consumer in line with the cost of production? Are they trying to undercut a solar market? Lots going on in these articles. That's why I share them with you. German power for next year, the European benchmark contract was unchanged at €49.40 a megawatt hour, according to broker prices on Bloomberg. Gas glut, the contract exceeded €90 in July of 2008 as a six-year rally in energy prices was coming to an end. Now, natural gas, used to produce about 15% of Germany's electricity, is also damping gains, said Sebastian Therrien, a risk manager at Summit Energy in Waregem, Belgium. German power won't rise to anywhere near the record levels of 2008 for at least another 2 years because of the price link with natural gas, which remains a market with ample supplies, and is likely to remain a market with ample supplies, distribution having been always the problem. UK natural gas for this winter is down at 18% to 47.50 pence a therm today. And then it continues. UK gas market, Europe's biggest, influences prices elsewhere in the region. And it continues. Solar surge. Germany is installing 10 times as much solar power capacity this year as the U.S. investors are racing to lock in above market rates for 20 years while they can. We have a lot of U.S. investors investing, apparently, in the German solar electricity deployment sector, would be the way they would say it, all right? A lot of people piling in over there, but they're not investing here, they're investing in Germany. How does that help us? Solar power's share may rise to as much as 7.5% of Germany's total power by 2013, right? And so we saw here that natural gas, oh, come on, this thing is so bulky today, it's just really annoying me. That's enough of that article. I get so frustrated when this browsers start to act a little peculiar. Computers really oughtn't have their own intelligence. They really ought pay attention when you start clicking on the buttons to do the things that you ask them to do. Part of the problem is, folks, I'm running three different windows with information in it about the various threads that I'm following. So I'm trying to do more than I have ever done with the computer, so to speak, by continuing my research into this coastal and marine spatial planning program on one window, following out a whole line of parallel research that is for future broadcasts on another window, and then doing the daily news on a third window, and then trying to work between them, which is a different thing for me. This is really far out for me, something that I'm not used to doing in this little computer that I've got, the laptop that I use is the one that was subjected to all of those attacks by hackers last year. It's still running very, very slow. Again, here's a bit more now. Sorry for the delay. It finally woke up. Australia may introduce hybrid policy on curbing carbon, Citigroup says. So we jump from solar, and now we jump into Australia. As we look at the environmental news that's coming on us and at us, we're shaping a new decade of economics in all of this. And so I'm trying to stay up myself and to help you stay up also, keeping abreast of all of these new words and ideas as they come on the scene, because this is going to be very important as we go forward. James Patton, September the 21st, Australia is likely to impose a price on carbon emissions in the next 3 years. We've been talking about that, replacing a previous plan with a blend of initiatives, including a trading system or a tax, as well as regulation. All right? So as they come back to the news bin every morning and tell us a little more and a little more and a little more, they're dropping the clues as to what the overall rollout in this is going to be as regards carbon trading. All right? They're going to include a trading system, a tax, and regulations. This is going to be almost impossible for the people in Australia to A, avoid, or B, pay for, very likely. It might be some sort of hybrid and perhaps more incremental than was being proposed previously. Some new form of a trading system, a hybrid, more incremental. Watch that. That's gradualism. More incremental. In other words, a little bit, a little bit, a little bit, a little bit. And the next thing you know, you've got the cow standing on your back, while focusing initially on electricity generation. So they'll paint the bad guy electricity. They'll be pointing at electricity and going, no, 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 bad electricity. At the same time, incrementally, gradually, they'll be placing all of the other taxes, getting all of the other regulations in place, and then spring it on you like a trap. Where? It might go. It might be some sort of a hybrid and more incremental than was being proposed previously, while focusing initially on electricity generation. Whether it's a tax or trading, the same issues would arise with debate about industries that should be included, compensation, and the allocation of free permits. So there's a lot of new stuff that's coming down on us and at us, and it'll be our advantage to stay abreast of it. We'll be right back.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908 908- 601-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, September the 22nd, 2010, to our broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Now starting our second hour of today's two-hour broadcast. Have had just an absolute load of news to discuss in the first hour. There's lots of financial things happening. There are lots of things happening that from the environmental sector that roll over and bleed into and become economic news. Okay, here's just a little bit more from this article off of the Bloomberg website this morning. Again, it might be some sort of a hybrid and perhaps more incremental than was being proposed. We're looking at Australia. They're going to blend various initiatives, a tax, a trading system, and new rules and regulations to try and bring in this new green technology. But bottom line is, it says, here's another quote, carbon regulation may contribute to higher electricity prices. All right, so get ready. You're about to be stabbed. This is how we take it to the people. All right, the corporations get all of the money. They get all of the proceeds, they get all the land, they get all the process, and then we get the debt. Right? We pick up the price. Carbon regulation may contribute to higher electricity prices. Now, first of all, I'd rather see lower electricity prices than higher electricity prices, wouldn't you? I think most people would agree. And all of our businesses that are out there that are trying to manufacture something or trying to ship something would rather see lower energy prices than higher energy prices, wouldn't you agree? But in order to go down this green trail and get on board with this biocentric lifestyle that there's planned for in the 21st century, again, carbon regulation may contribute to higher electricity prices, which would then improve the economies or the economics for renewables. Remember, sustainable development. To sustain development, to prop up, to shore up something that would otherwise collapse, to sustain. What are they sustaining? They're sustaining development. How are they going to do that? They have to create demand. What's being called for? What demand are they trying to create? A demand for renewables. In order to get people to go to the renewables, they've got to jack up the prices on all the old technology to encourage you to go to the new renewables, whether that's four-star energy appliances or solar power, all right? But the solar power is not going to come to you for free. This is not Tesla technology, all right? You're not going to open your window and all of a sudden a rays of light are going to flood your home. That's not going to happen, all right? It's going to use 90% probably of the old infrastructure. All the wires, you know, and so on and so forth, everything's going to remain the same. Only the generation facility will change. And that generation facility is likely to, A, wear out faster, B, more expensive to set up initially, and never produce electricity anywhere near that way as inexpensively as the systems that we've had in the past, regardless of what you've heard about free energy from the sun, right? Once again, carbon regulation may contribute to higher electricity prices, which would then improve the economics for renewables, quote, she said, but, here's your but it depends on the detail of the design. So there's a lot coming down the pike. Here's a little bit more. The United States standing behind its green agenda. Let's see if we can get this little bad boy to load. Here we go. U.S. stands by greenhouse emissions pledge for the Cancun talks, Stern says. Now remember, they got the nope in Hagen. They got the in Copenhagen. They got a big no thank you. And so then they talked about this, the next summit for climate change in Mexico. Well, here's the article. Kim Chipman and Jim Estacio or something like that, writing for Bloomberg. Well, we'll have to pick that up right after this. The Obama administration will stand by a pledge to cut greenhouse gases. Much more to come.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So we returned once again right here on our Wednesday, September the 22nd, 2010, to our broadcast of Become Vocal Local. It's right back into the news. U.S. stands by greenhouse emissions pledge for Cancun talks, Stern says. The usurper's administration will stand by a pledge to cut greenhouse gases. All right, now, they don't know how they're going to do that, but they're standing by their pledge, all right? And the administration is standing by a pledge to basically pledge for us something that we haven't been asked, whether or not we want to cut greenhouse gases. It wasn't on my ballot here. It wasn't on the primary ballot in Missouri. It very likely is not going to appear on the November ballot in Missouri. But the usurper's administration, usurping the will of the people, usurping the representation of the people, has the audacity to make a pledge to cut all of our quote-unquote greenhouse gases, and then, listen up, and doesn't plan to provide details about how the goal will be met for climate talks in Mexico this year, U.S. negotiator Todd Stern said. Right? Nice words. Where's the plan? How's it going to happen? The U.S. at the Cancun negotiations will reaffirm its plan. Its plan. The U.S., its plan to reduce emissions, all right? The only plan it has is what happens in the 10 square miles of Washington, D.C. It has no jurisdiction in the states. But the U.S., that's a corporation, at the Cancun negotiations will reaffirm its plan to reduce emissions tied to global warming about 17% by 2020. We've already proven there is no tie to global warming. So the lie just continues. Stern told reporters today after a meeting of the world's largest polluting nations in New York. Where were they meeting? At the United Nations Millennium Development Summit. More than 190 nations are to meet in Mexico in December after talks in Copenhagen last year failed to produce a legally binding agreement to fight climate change. Now we're talking about climate disruption, remember? John Holdren, I've got him up in the browser too. Nations are asking the U.S. how it will achieve its goal. That legislation to require such cuts is installed in Congress, Stern said. It's waiting in the wings. The U.S. position on disclosing its plans is in line with nations that also declined to provide a quote-unquote bill of particulars in discussing emissions reductions, said Stern. They got the key. They're talking about the king's clothing, but they're talking about it secretly, guardedly in the background. They're not divulging their plans. They're not going to come out up front and open and talk about massive, widespread population reduction and all of the other ways that they hope to be able to cut this nasty carbon dioxide emission from our lips. Quote, "It's never been the practice," he said. The U.S. has many tools available to force reductions, including greenhouse gas regulations from the Environmental Protection Agency, Stern said. Stern said Congress will pass meaningful legislation to combat climate change, though he can't say exactly when. Maybe Todd Stern needs to find a job, something meaningful for Todd to do, like cleaning the toilets at Mickey D's. Or maybe dancing on the end of a rope. A measure requiring a mandatory cap on U.S. greenhouse gas pollution passed the House of Representatives. The Senate bill stalled when last month Democratic leaders said lawmakers would scrap plans to pursue the bill this year. So what's Todd doing? Just talking gas out of his mouth or what? All right, here's a little bit more. Progress is important. The U.S. and China were among 17 major generators of greenhouse gases at today's meeting. Participants agreed it's important to make progress in Cancun, Stern said. The main focus of the talks will be mitigation, transparency, that's glasnost, that's perestroika, the perestroika deception. That's the old GOSP plan coming on us and at us. Finance, adaptation, and deforestation. Stern said that unlike Copenhagen, nobody is anticipating or expecting in any way a legal treaty to be done in Cancun this year. Right? So they're not dead in the water, but they're at sea and they have no oars. Expectations are not too high, but also not low, he said. Nations will try to make significant progress, but on the other hand, not to have expectation to do things that aren't realistic at this point. Interesting story on Bloomberg today. It's just public notice. It just goes on and on. It's not going to stop anytime soon. Here's another one. The United Kingdom Green Deal to support, catch this now, 250,000 insulation jobs nationwide. You ought to work in the UK, folks? Hey, no problem. They got a job waiting for you. It's coming right up. Alex Morales writing this for Bloomberg. The British government will create a whole new industry. A whole new industry. As if we never put insulation in homes before. A whole new industry. Supporting as many as 250,000 jobs. Insulating 26 million homes. I don't know. Woke up this morning. I was quite content with the insulation in my home. Don't imagine I'll be signing up for one of those contracts anytime soon. Unless Barry the Usurper decides to force me to choose insulation. Interesting, huh? How are you going to support as many as 250,000 jobs insulating 26 million homes unless it comes by force? The Green Deal, and they say this, the, quotations, capital G, green, capital D, deal. All right, that's like the New Deal. Now, this is the Green Deal, right? The Green Deal. Measures are aimed at curbing heat losses in homes, which account for a quarter of the country's carbon dioxide emissions. Hewin said today at the Liberal Democrat Party conference in Liverpool. And then they all took their red flags and went around the maypole. He said the British use more energy to heat homes than in Sweden, where average temperatures in January are 7 degrees Celsius colder. Quote, we might as well be standing outside burning 50-pound notes. I think that would be a good idea, Hoon. You start first. Hoon said, according to a text of his speech at the meeting in Northwest England, got a few things to say about England myself this morning. 50 pounds is about $78. By stopping this waste, we can make big savings on bills and use them to pay businesses for the cost of insulation. All right? So let's look at this. Now, according to a text, 50 pounds. Let me see if I can figure this out. We might as well be standing outside burning 50-pound notes. According to a text of his speech at the meeting in Northwest England, 50 pounds is about $78. So what? By stopping this waste, we can make big savings on the bills. He hasn't discussed at all in this article so far how much it's going to cost all of these 26 million homeowners to insulate their house. Is it 50 pounds? Is it $78? By stopping this waste, we can make big savings on bills and use them to pay businesses for the cost of insulation from your pocket to the big businesses. Do you understand sustainable development yet? Sustaining development. Environmental and developmental concerns. Insulation contractors. Insulation makers. That's the green world you're going to live in.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's G-A-D-S-D-E-N-Tees.com.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in many bug-out bags, perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so, no matter whether you're listening in Europe someplace this morning, or whether you're listening in the UK, whether you're listening someplace in Mexico, or whether you're here in the United States of America or Canada, this is coming to a town near you, all right? Sustainable development is not your friend. Understand that. Take the time to find out about it. Read the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. If you can get a copy of the Global Biodiversity Assessment, wade your way through 1,300 pages of that. Or take the Fast Act and read some 350 pages of the United Nations Program of Action for Sustainable Development, the Agenda 21, the book I refer to all the time. Find out more about that. This is not your friend, right? The green agenda is not a good thing. Nobody wants to destroy the planet that we live on, but at the same time, this has got nothing to do with the environment and everything to do with money. Let's find out more. It continues here, and it says, UK utilities need to spend about £200 billion over the next decade to replace plants, infrastructure, and according to energy regulator Ofgem, Ofgem, I'd say Ofgem, off them all. They need to spend about £200 billion over the next decade. Now, these are companies. They ought to be companies, but in the UK and other places, they may be government-owned. They need to spend about £200 billion. Where are they going to get those £200 billion? They're going to get them from you. That's where they're going to get them from. Hyun said he'll push to develop renewable energy, nuclear power, and carbon capture and storage for both coal and gas-fired plants to bring down emissions. Right, nuclear power is the only thing he said there that made any sense to me. The days of dirty fossil fuels are over, Hyun said. We in Britain can become to clean coal and gas what Germany is to solar and wind and what France is to nuclear. And our low-carbon policy will ensure consumers and businesses against the oil price shocks to come. Oil price shocks to come. Sound like British Petroleum is going to start rolling in the chips soon? Hyun plans to publish a draft law by the year end to make Centrica PLC, E.ON, AG, and other energy providers pay to insulate every home in the country. They're going to make them pay to insulate every home in the country. Ever had a environmental bunch come into your place, a bunch of insulators come into your place, and they're going to re-insulate your house? Insulation is something you do while you're building a house. Insulation after the fact is lukewarm, to say the very best. But who's going to pay? Centrica, PLC, E.ON, AG, and other energy providers are going to be forced to pay to insulate every home in the country. Do you think that you're going to get a brand new insulation job on your home for free? The Green Deal measures could see the insulation industry expand from 26,000 jobs today to as many as 250,000 jobs, he said. Giving your home an energy audit? Perhaps your home isn't up to construction standards to warrant the retrofit, the new installation. So rather, we just have you move out and we're going to destroy your home. You can live in an apartment with the other old-timers, but this old house, it's coming down. Maybe the cost to insulate will have to, you know, be augmented by tearing out these walls and those walls and moving this over here and moving that over there. How much will your property taxes go up as this goes on? How many of the snoop and spoop crowd are going to be inside of your house? How long will they be inside of your house, mapping out everything that you have, taking photographs and little circles and arrows and pictures and writing on the back? I'm fed up, he says, with the standoff between renewable and nuclear, which means we have neither. We will have both, he said. We will have low carbon energy and security of supply. Of course, all across the Near and the Middle East, all of the Arabs are seeking nuclear power. And, of course, if they all have nuclear power over there, then Iran won't be a threat, will they? Maybe we should start thinking about nuclear power in the 21st century and stop tilting at windmills. Calling climate change, quote-unquote, the challenge of a generation, he said he'll aim to boost the use of electric cars, high-speed rail, and ground and air source heat pumps. These don't sound like options, folks. These are government mandates. The lawmaker also said he will use his ministerial powers to intervene if energy companies don't tell customers about price rises. And the government will insist on energy bills, providing more information about better deals available to their customers or clients. Right. We're not done yet. Lots more going on here. This is where we're going. This is why we need to become vocal local. This is the idea, all right, as globalism transitions from global to local. In other words, coming out of Copenhagen. Next, it'll be coming out of Cancun. It's coming out of New York City today with the Millennium Development Goals 2010 Summit in progress as I speak. This is why we become vocal local. We need to block this at the local level. You know, it all depends upon voluntary compliance. A law or a rule or a regulation that cannot be enforced, will not be enforced, in a law or rule or regulation that is not enforced, is no law at all. European Union carbon prices may triple by 2013 as gas recovers. Always comes in low, then goes high. Taxes always come in low, then go high. Rules and regulations always come in gentle. They point at the bad guy, oh, those nasty railroad companies. And the next thing you know, you're buying a permit, a tag to put on the back of your car, and a license to drive it, and you're being extorted for high prices of insurance. You're paying all of the road taxes, you're all of the excise, your TBA tires, batteries and accessories, etc. And it all started because people were wringing their hankies over the railroad. And we get the Interstate Commerce Commission, and it just starts low, gets high. All right, here it is. European carbon prices may triple by 2013 as gas recovers. UBS, the biggest Swiss bank, said European officials' carbon permit prices may almost triple by as early as 2013 as natural gas recovers. All right, they're building a pipeline coming out of the Caspian Sea Basin, thanks to the Afghanistan war. All right. UBS expects the gas oversupply to be gone by 2013. What? The gas oversupply? UBS analyst Per Lacander in Paris said today in an emailed report, should the gas price then revert to oil indexation parity, we could see a carbon price in excess of 40 euros a ton, almost three times the current level. What's oil indexation parity? New terminology. Oil indexation parity. Sounds nice, huh? The price of emissions permits is driven by so-called fuel switching, where generators produce electricity from either natural gas and coal, depending on which is most profitable, according to the report. A gas market recovery by 2013 may boost the price of the commodity by 16%, leading to a fuel switching cost of 42 euros a ton. Oil indexation parity, a fuel switching cost. The expected higher emission price will impact power markets, and prices may rise 15 euros or 20 bucks a megawatt hour. It's going up, folks. Going up.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at powerofthepursemovie.com. Again, that's powerofthepursemovie.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And once again, our phone number is 866-841-1065. If you'd like to call in and weigh in on all these green weenie topics, you're certainly welcome to do so this morning. This article, again, IBM chief says, consumers aren't sold on the smart grid. This by Jim Snyder, yesterday's news. Samuel Palmisano, the chief executive officer of International Business Machines, call that IBM, said improving the U.S. electric transmission grid depends on providing better information to consumers. Okay? People aren't buying the crap. You got it? Companies shouldn't wait for government to set standards for data and technologies to create a smart grid, which lets consumers monitor their energy use. Yeah, right. I'm going to spend my time monitoring my energy use? I don't think so. I think that the government is going to monitor my energy use. Right? What do I care? I know I just turned the damn light switch on. I'm not going to stand there and look at the meter and go, oh my, aren't those CFL bulbs working efficiently this morning? Why, that's strikingly remarkable. Isn't technology grand, honey? My dog doesn't care. I don't either. Turn the light on, turn the light off. I don't monitor my electrical use, all right? I monitor how much I pay at the end of the month, and it's always way the hell too damn high. Companies shouldn't wait for government to set standards for data and technologies to create a smart grid, which lets consumers monitor their energy use. It seems to me, even with the old rotary dial, dude, if you worked at a big factory or production plant or something like that, you know, you could send hose A or hose B over to the meter from time to time with a notepad. And if you were concerned about the electricity usage at any time during the day, you could take note of it. That's not what's being done here. Which lets consumers monitor their energy use and take conservation steps that could save energy and money. Palmisano told the GridWise Global Forum in Washington today, you want to take, you know, save energy and money? Reduce the cost of electricity to me. All right. Do that, and I'll save plenty of money. Get all of the taxes, all of the hidden burdensome taxes out of that system and allow our coal-fired production plants and our natural gas-fired production plants to operate efficiently, effectively, and profitably. Get off the back of the people that are trying to develop hydroelectric power and allow them to do so efficiently, effectively, and economically. I don't need to have a smart meter, but apparently there's an incredible buy-in for change. Remember, we talk all the time here about public buy-in. You've got to get public buy-in. Voluntary compliance and public buy-in. They're absolutely essential ingredients to the globalist agenda. Here's the quote. There is an incredible buy-in for change, close quote, in the U.S. Oh, really? I haven't noticed it locally, have you? And backers of new energy technology should tap into the sentiment, he said in a speech opening the conference. This is Palmisano. He told the GridWise Global Forum in Washington today. Michael Morris, the CEO of the American Electric Power Company of Columbus, Ohio, said during a subsequent panel discussion with Palmisano and Anders Eldrup, the CEO of Dong Energy Company, Dong Energy, Denmark's largest utility, that consumers don't think about how they use energy and don't particularly want to. There's a little truth to power, all right? That consumers don't think about how they use energy and don't particularly want to. Quote, we need to get the voters, the taxpayers, key phrase there, the taxpayers, interested in these issues. I'm going to say it again. We need to get the voters, the taxpayers, interested in these issues. Morris, this is Michael Morris, the CEO of American Electric Power Company. Interested in these issues, Morris said, with smart meter systems that are simple to use. A smart meter system that is simple to use. I can see a show of hands for all of you out there in the listening audience who at any time in the last year, maybe I'll just be generous and say anyone in the audience in the last 2 years who has actually gone out and stood around, hang around your electric meter. Show of hands. Well, just pretty much confirms that people really aren't interested. Anyway, consumers in California complained that smart meters in a demonstration project weren't providing accurate data on their energy use. And independent review found an increase in the power bills was due to a heat wave at about the time that the meters were installed. Here's a quote. In order to make it work, we need the consumers to see the advantage of it, Eldert said. You know what that means? That means PR campaign coming on you and at you. keep looking in your electric bill. You're going to see all kinds of droplets and leaflets. Look at the television set. Well, I encourage you to get rid of your TVs, but you'll find it in magazines. You'll find it in periodicals. You'll find it every place. Billboards along the highway. Smart meter makes smart sense, right? It'll become the American thing to do. They'll have flags, you know. They get the majorettes and the dancing girls at the high school, you know, the marching band, to sing songs to smart meters. The ones who move first will develop the industries of tomorrow, he said. The ones who move first will develop the industries of tomorrow. Again, has nothing to do with the environment, has everything to do with sustaining environmental and developmental concerns. These are businesses. That's all there is to it, all right? You buy into this nonsense, and you've bought into the king's clothes. One last article. Then we're going to go to the golden jackass. I want you to hear about this. Well, if this thing doesn't load Johnny on the spot, we're going to say goodbye to it anyway. Here it is. The U.S. plans to try again on hydrofluorocarbons, hydrofluoride carbons, with the biggest climate deal this year. All right? Bloomberg News, coming up on Cancun, Mexico, the biggest climate deal this year, right? We didn't get the deal. They didn't get their deal in Copenhagen. So now they're going to do the biggest climate deal this year. The U.S. plans a second stab at a greenhouse gas proposal, right? Arguing that carbon trading isn't the best way to eliminate hydrofluorocarbons, 23, an industrial waste product that traps 11,700 times as much heat as carbon dioxide. I encourage you to go up on Wikipedia and read about it for yourself. Hydrofluorocarbon 23. The ocean seems to create a gob and a bunch of it on a regular basis. The Montreal Protocol, signed in 1987 after scientists discovered a hole in the Earth's ozone, which has later been proven false, could be a vehicle for saving hundreds of millions of dollars now spent via emissions trading, said Dine Reifschneider, the official responsible for ozone protection at the U.S. Bureau of Oceans, Science and Environment and Science. Wouldn't you like to have that job? Wouldn't you like to have his job? Wouldn't you like to be the official responsible for ozone protection? You know, you could get a little pith helmet. You know, some of those natty riding, you know, pants that have the big balloons that come out. Some tall boots up to the knees, polish them every morning, bright and shiny. Get a riding crop, walk around in the yard, protect the ozone. Be a pretty, you know, good job. Take a long lunch with your secretary, maybe come back tomorrow. You know, the way that works out. The cost of including an HFC phase down in the protocol would be millions rather than billions, said Washington-based Reifschneider in a phone interview on September the 16th. The U.S.-backed proposal, also supported by Canada, Mexico, Micronesia, and the Philippines, pretty weird bedfellows there, would save 88 billion metric tons. I wonder if that's the total list. I wonder if that's the total list out of all the countries in the United Nations. Canada, Mexico, Micronesia, and Philippines. Of course, Canada, Mexico, you know, we're in the Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement. They don't have any choice. Whatever insanity the United States goes for, the Canada and Mexico, they're tied to the hip and the neck. Can't get away from it. Would save 88 billion metric tons of carbon dioxide equivalent through 2050. What's a carbon dioxide equivalent? Somebody want to tell me that one? What's a carbon dioxide equivalent? According to is that the generic carbon dioxide? This is not a name brand. This is an equivalent. According to a statement emailed by Reifschneider's office, that's almost three times the amount of global emissions generated each year from the burning of fossil fuels. Which fossil fuels? Coal or firewood? Firewood's not fossil, not yet. Let it go to the ground. Maybe someday it'll create coal. Enough time and enough pressure. This is the biggest climate change deal on the table this year. Durwood Zulke, president of the Institute for Governance and Sustainable Development. The president of the Institute for Governance and Sustainable Development. As if I don't have something else to do with my time. Now I've got a new institute to look up. A Washington-based environmental lobby group. I love these green weenies. I love these guys. They keep you busy. They keep you real busy. We'll be right back.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Don't miss 33rd Parallel News Radio with your host, Matt Kazee, Saturdays at 8 p.m. Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so we've got a bunch more players and actors and stakeholders and public-private partnerships involved here in the last portion of this article off Bloomberg, where all of this is falling apart in Egypt. It says a proposal, which failed to win enough support at the United Nations-sponsored talks in Egypt last year, will be presented again at a meeting starting November the 8th in Kampala, the capital of Uganda. This is why you don't have any representation in the United Nations, folks, because these people move all over the world. Unless you are a major player, unless you have very deep pockets, unless you have unlimited time and money, you cannot possibly follow all of these discussions. And unless you've been invited to be inside the room and you get to have the little translator headphones, you know, you won't even understand what's being said because the speakers are all speaking in foreign languages and the interpreters are putting it to you in your native tongues. You'll be dependent, like everyone else is, for the report, the summary report, if you ever get it. China, India, Brazil, and South Africa may resist the U.S.-supported plan, making it unlikely to succeed this year. Right? China, India, Brazil, and South Africa. Why are we tied up with them? Why are we still in the United Nations? It's treasonous. Global carbon dioxide emission from fossil fuels, blah, 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 blah. Under the plan to revise the Montreal Protocol, who signed us into that? the executive board for the UN's Clean Development Mechanism, known as the CDM, created under the 1997 Kyoto Protocol. Isn't it time for that building to get pitched over into the water? It's right there, so close. Just bring in some bulldozers. Maybe we could borrow some from the Israelis. They got plenty. And just go ahead and push that building right into the, what is it, the East River? Just push it over. Goodbye. Get out. You're not welcome here. Get lost. Let's talk about a golden jackass. That has a little bit more sense to me this morning. I don't know about how many of you are much for reading financial stuff. Jim Willie is an interesting man. He writes a really good newsletter. Jim Willie, Bob Chapman, you know, they're indefatigable researchers and writers. Jim Willie has a hat trick letter. His website is, you just type it in your browser, goldenjackass.com. Just like it sounds, nothing, you know, there's no political correctness here. Just a goldenjackass.com. And when that website opens up for you this morning, you're going to see at the top several YouTube interviews, right? Several YouTube interviews. These are interviews that were done between Max Kaiser and Jim Willie. Right up to airtime, I was debating as to whether or not I was covering news or whether I was going to go ahead and run about 40 minutes of these interviews. But we talk about every morning here, and I've been trying to bring it to your attention now for, well, 2 years. I want you to pay attention to the London Bullion Market Association. That's why I bring it out every day. The London Gold Fix. The boys in London set the price at. Price fixing. Right? It's a swindle. It's a Ponzi scheme. All of this stuff. The Dow Jones, the NASDAQ, the S&P, crude, USDX, the foreign exchange. It's a Ponzi scheme. The whole thing is. All right? It's a rigged market. Well, some of you may remember the Commodities Futures Trading Commission, the CFTC hearings that were held a while back. GATA was involved in that, where it was revealed that this London Bullion Market Association, the LBMA, you can go up on, now they have some kind of a secrecy thing. They're kind of doing an information blackout on their website. They're under pressure. They're under attack. Right? You go up on their website and you find out who the member banks are, at least, I think. I didn't check it this morning. I should, but I didn't. I'm very busy. Just barely got in the saddle on time. But it seems is that there are some benevolent men on the planet, billionaires, Asians, and Saudis probably, who are going to the London Bullion Market Exchange, LBMA, and they are, as vigilantes, demanding gold. They have special accounts there, and they want gold. They want their gold. And these interviews with Max Kaiser are going to lay it out for you very well. But we could be at a point, we could be at a turning point in this whole scenario right now. We could be at a turning point right now in this whole scenario. You might see the top blow absolutely off gold. If the Rothschilds, the other bankers, gangsters in this cartel of central banks, if their jackboot is pulled off, inconvenient truth that it might be, by these billionaire, oh my, I'm trying to think of the name of that guy. Who is that guy? Somebody, Robin. Anyway. If their jackboot is pulled off of gold and silver. See, what they've been doing is they, for every contract ounce of gold or silver that they ostensibly have stolen, they're selling 100 others that they don't possess. And these guys are cutting the, calling their card. They're calling the hand. Very interesting series. Again, go to actually, you don't even need that. Just type in goldenjackass.com. And when the website opens up, right up on the top, the Max Kaiser interviews on YouTube, three of them, about 40 minutes worth. And listen to them sequentially. And then there's another series that were done earlier, but this is on September 17th. We're right on top of new news breaking here. And he calls it the ominous silent canary to identify the Greenspan betrayal to his own held gold theories, his role of building and the housing and mortgage bubbles and blah, blah, blah. Lots of good articles underneath that. But what's most important is what's going down here in these YouTube videos. If it is possible for these brilliant, very wealthy men to affect this taking of gold physical out of the London Bullion Market Association, we might see the end of the whole Federal Reserve banking system. You know, it's, and you'll hear it in, from Max Keiser. Oh, he talks Lilliputians. I was so thrilled to hear him say that Building 7 fell out of sympathy, you know, right off the bat early on, years and years ago. That was one of the phrases that I used so many times on radio when I'd call in on all the other broadcasts talking about 9/11. I wanted somebody to explain to me how Building 7 fell out of sympathy with these others. It was a sympathy killing, you know. But regardless, Jim Willie's on the beam. He's got his ear to the ground. He's got great intel, insiders, right? It's possible that the Federal Reserve banking system, you know, as he said, we never even heard of the Federal Reserve 10 years ago. People didn't even talk about it. Why would you even bother talking about it? It's a background issue. It's not important. But over the last 10 years, it's come right up to the front. Everybody knows that it's the 100th year, that we're in the 100th year, and that federal, you know, fiat monetary systems seldom, if ever, have ever lasted longer than that. This one's going down. And it may be happening this week. It may be happening right now. It could be happening this morning. The process is being set in place. Now, Jim says that it might take a couple more years before it actually comes completely unglued. But as you hear from Bernanke and all of this financial information we put out this morning, they're not just firing blanks. They ran out of bullets a long time ago. They're now just openly lying to the people, bringing out their stooges and their clowns from academia, telling you that the recession ended 18 months ago. What a crock of crap that is, right? It's unwinding for them. There's no way for them to stop the truth. The truth is just running rampant in the streets. As more and more and more people begin to question and begin to ask, they take their money out of the banks. They've taken their money out of the stock markets. They're looking for something sensible like gold and silver coin. I would recommend that you consider it. You're going to need to do something. If your dollars are devaluated, what will they be worth in the morning? Even if the dollars are devaluated, you still have something with gold and silver, right? I don't care. Buy copper. Copper-clad bullets, maybe. Beans, bacon, Bibles, they talk about all this stuff. But this is a really big interview, these three interviews with Max Keiser and Jim Willie. And I would recommend that you look at it. And then come back to this this website from time to time and just read the articles that he puts up there. I'm not an economist. I don't give all that great, you know, analysis of these articles. I just share it with you with the same kind of righteous indignation that you might find. Try and thread it all together. Make sense out of it if there's any sense to be made. But I'll point you to the best places that I can. I'll be back again tomorrow. Thanks for listening. And until the next time, good day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the flaws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.